From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. The latest round of UN-sponsored talks on Syria's future are scheduled to get underway Thursday in Geneva. UN envoy Staffan de Mistura Wednesday was asked if he expected a breakthrough to end the nearly six-year war.
Am I expecting a breakthrough? No, I'm not expecting a breakthrough. But I'm expecting and determined for keeping a very proactive momentum.
He said those trying to end the bloodshed are trying to outpace what he called the spoilers bent on derailing the process. These are the first political talks involving the government and opposition in nearly a year. Mideast Institute scholar Zubair Iqbal said much has changed since then.
Syria is now a different ballgame, and the United Nations and the UN representative is standing still in its old place. That particular organization hasn't moved. It is becoming increasingly irrelevant.
He said new realities on the ground cannot be taken care of in Geneva. The opposition spokesman, Salem El Meslid, said they are looking for direct talks with the government.
We came hoping to see something positive for the Syrian people here in Geneva. We don't want this round to be like the last one. We want this one. We request and we want direct talks. Direct negotiation.
He said he hopes this fourth round will involve serious negotiations on a political transition. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres warned Wednesday that 20 million people in four countries face famine unless the international community responds.
Famine is already a reality in parts of South Sudan. Unless we act now, it is only a matter of time until it affects other areas and other countries.
The UN has declared South Sudan, Somalia, Yemen, and the northeast part of Nigeria on the brink of famine in the next 6 months and called for a staggering $4.4 billion by the end of March. This is VOA News. Two senior members of the Trump administration are in Latin America amid concerns about the U.S. crackdown on illegal immigration. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson is in Mexico a day after new guidelines were made public for the building of a border wall to slow the flow of illegal immigrants and remove those undocumented migrants who pose a threat to public safety in the U.S. Homeland Security Secretary Jack Kelly, who joined him later, was earlier in Guatemala, insisting that mass deportations are not underway, but he had a message.
My advice is to not take the risk with your own life or the life of your precious children to make this very, very dangerous journey.
Kelly said if you're Guatemalan and considering paying a lot of money to a smuggler to bring you to the U.S., you'll be wasting your money because you will be returned quickly. Pakistan's military said paramilitary forces have launched a nationwide anti-terror operation in Punjab province, the decision following a series of attacks that have killed more than 100 people in the past week, including an attack on a Sufi shrine in Sindh province that killed at least 90. That attack was claimed by Islamic State. French centrist politician François Bayrou, a former education minister who has run for president in the past, Wednesday threw his support behind independent presidential hopeful Emmanuel Macron.
Cette situation nourrit le pire des risques.
Bayrou warned against what he called an outburst of the extreme right and the danger of leaving the European Union. Macron hopes to reach the May runoff with opinion polls showing him close to conservative candidate François Fillon, a former prime minister, and the National Front's Marine Le Pen, who has promised to put French participation in the EU to a referendum. Thousands of mourners gathered Wednesday in the Egyptian town of El Gamalia for the funeral of Muslim cleric Omar Abdel Rahman. The so-called blind sheikh's body was returned from a prison in North Carolina, where he had been serving a life sentence on several terrorism-related charges, stemming from the 1993 World Trade Center bombing in New York that killed six and wounded hundreds. Abdel Rahman was 78 at the time of his death Saturday. Turkey is now allowing its female soldiers to wear a headscarf with their uniforms, a change in regulations seen as a result of the influence of President Recep Tayyip Erdogan and his Islamist-based ruling Justice and Development Party. Headscarves have long been banned in Turkish society. Soldiers using the head covering must wear it under a hat or cap, must not cover the face, and it must be patternless. Wall Street continued in record territory Wednesday, with a benchmark Dow Jones Index closing at another record high of 20,775. Meanwhile, the minutes released for following the latest U.S. Central Bank's meeting indicate a hike in a key interest rate is imminent if the economy continues strongly. Meanwhile, U.S. home resales surged in January to a 10-year high. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.